This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
8:37 a.m. You are listening to The Morning Run. I'm Shazana Mokhtar with Philip C. and Wong Xiaoning. Now, in half an hour, we have the opening bell where we check out how Bursa Malaysia begins the trading day. But before that, we are going to discuss the impact of the energy exchange that the government has just announced. Now, Malaysia is taking a significant step towards regional energy integration with the establishment of the Energy Exchange Malaysia, or what I presumed is pronounced ENEGEM for short. This initiative aims to facilitate the cross-border sale of green electricity, starting with neighboring countries like Singapore.
The ENEGEM platform will conduct auctions for the purchase of green electricity, beginning with a pilot run of 100 megawatts using existing interconnections between Singapore and Peninsular Malaysia.
So renewable energy bidders are obligated to complete registration under qualification and subsequently formalise supply agreements with the single buyer following successful bids. But the question is, how does the implementation of ENEGEM affect Malaysia's renewable energy industry? What are the potential advantages and perhaps maybe even some of the drawbacks of this development?
So for a better understanding on what this means... For a better understanding on what this means, we turn to Ganesha Pillay, Senior Research Associate at the Center for Technology, Strategy and Sustainability of the Asia School of Business. Ganesha, good morning. Thanks very much for joining us. Can we start off with getting a better understanding of how an energy exchange works and how does such a structure operate in other jurisdictions?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. The energy exchange facilitates the trading of electricity, allowing transaction of green electricity at market determined prices, a willing seller, willing buyer mechanism. The structure is common in developed energy markets, which are well interconnected regionally. An example would be the EU energy grid.
Now, in your view, is this the right step for Malaysia to set up ENEGEM and explore the cross-border sales of green electricity? And is this part of our energy transition goals?
I would say yes. Establishing ENEGEM is the right step for Malaysia. One of the challenges in a developing nation is the financial aspect of the whole energy transition. And cross-border energy access also adds security to the energy system. The financial gains from the exchange can be reinvested in to develop our own local energy grid system to be ready to accept more renewable energy. And this would be an ideal situation which aligns to the core motivation of the whole energy transition, which is climate change action, which is also a collaborative effort and contributes to the resiliency of the region.
Okay, so I suppose there are many benefits of creating a small part of this ASEAN power grid initiative. So could Malaysia actually establish itself as a prominent exporter of green electricity in the region?
The economic benefits of the APG is, of course, available in terms of local infrastructure and energy security enhancement. And to attract more foreign businesses, example RE100 companies, which require green electricity, Malaysia could position itself as a leading exporter of green electricity in the region, relying on abundant natural resources which are already available and utilizing this learning, the experience with Singapore and also the LTMS, which has already been established, to actually extend to the rest of the region, including Thailand, Indonesia, Brunei and Philippines, because we are strategically located right in the middle of it.
But what do you think are the concerns or risks that we should be looking at, including issues like pricing conflicts and market competition? Is that something that is going to come up with the launching of this energy exchange?
Issues like pricing conflicts and market competition are valid concerns in the development of ENEGEM, but these issues can be easily overcome if you consider having robust regulatory frameworks and mechanisms for dispute resolution, which are essential to ensure a fair market and a good market practice.
Yeah, but that's that might be an issue, right? Because actually coming to some form of agreement, and some of it could be bilateral if you're talking about exporting energy from one country to another. How challenging is that? Because we're, unlike, let's say, in Europe, where energy exchanges are common and they are a political union, ASEAN is not a political union, for example.
So it is baby steps, but we are moving towards the right direction. Any bilateral agreement, of course, you have to consider the cost which is inflicted onto the agreement as well. And which country absorbs it and which country pays for it is another question altogether. As long as it's economically viable and it's positive towards moving towards a green transition would be ideal.
I want to get your thoughts about the process of auctions, right, for these renewable energy contracts. They're really becoming more common. There's a heightened emphasis, for sure, right, on cost efficiency, transparency, and bidder competition. What do you think the trend is, right, and its implications for the overall renewable energy sector when we start seeing the proliferation of auctions?
I would say the trend towards auctions for renewable energy contracts are positive in general because it drives down prices and makes it more competitive. And it accelerates renewable energy deployment. It benefits the consumer and the environment at the end of the day, but it is a base. If it sets right, we can possibly build towards a more competitive and open market. It is the step in the right direction, but it's baby steps.
So if we take a look at the regulatory frameworks and policies that need to be in place to ensure the effective functioning of Energem, what do you think needs to be put into place?
So I'll break it down into regulatory framework and also policies. So in terms of regulatory frameworks for Energem, we should be prioritizing transparency and market oversight to understand the whole market before entering it and to ensure fair competition. Policies, we should be addressing and developing licensing procedures, market rules, access to the grid, a mechanism to resolve disputes, as I mentioned earlier, thus increasing the market confidence and ensuring the level of playing field for all stakeholders.
Ganesha, are those policies in existence already? Because it looks like we're ready to launch, but yet I don't seem to see any actual policies or any framework to really have that robust discussion in terms of what is fair for all stakeholders.
So I'm guessing it's a first step. We have already agreed to it, and now we have already are we forming the frameworks and hiring the right people. It's more towards getting the right framework in place before we start.
Okay, and in any way, does it disadvantage Malaysians if we are exporting our excess energy offshore?
So there are two ways of looking at it. Of course, you're reducing your renewable energy count for the nation, but if you look at the financial gains, if reinvested, you're actually developing the capacity of the national grid to accept more renewable energy sources.
Can I get your thoughts, right? I mean, this model you see here about Energem, where is it replicated elsewhere in the world? And where should Malaysia transition into, right? What is the mature model that you see out there in the world that maybe we can emulate as a next step?
So if you look at developed countries, for example, the European Union, they are very established. They have got a very regionally interconnected grid, which actually, because if you understand renewable energy, it is volatile to a certain extent. So if it shines, you have more solar. Mm. And if it rains, you have more hydro. It's something which is out of control. But if you have an interconnected grid, you're basically using potential. For example, the LTMS, which you're using hydropower all the way from Laos, which is being generated and going through Thailand, Malaysia and Singapore, for example. And Malaysia, with our available natural resources, for example, solar and also hydro, we could tap into that potential as well. And you once ASEAN is a bit more interconnected, you can actually see development. And of course, it's green transition. It is a new thing for us, but it's already established in countries like Europe. And in the US, it's more towards states. They actually have a system available there as well that we could learn from.
Ganesha, thanks very much for speaking with us. That was Ganesha Pillay, Senior Research Associate at the Center for Technology, Strategy and Sustainability at the Asia School of Business, giving us his reactions to the announcement of Malaysia's energy, Energem. What is it? The Energy Exchange Malaysia, or Energem, really that first step into exporting our electricity beyond our borders.
I liked your question about what is in it for Malaysians, right, when you do this thing. But it's true, the proceeds are then reinvested perhaps in greening our infrastructure. I think that's the long-term benefit.
Well, the energy exported has to come from renewable energy sources, right?
Yes.
It cannot be just we burn our fossil fuel and then export
energy.
It wouldn't make much sense, and it wouldn't be very good for the environment. But if it's excess renewable energy that we are generating, why not? The next step is, of course, the mechanism in which it takes place. The price has to be fair. And then the proceeds or the returns that we get, how is that reinvested? Maybe helping Malaysia achieve our carbon zero targets by 2050. Then it's a holistic way of looking at renewable energy.
All right, it's 8:46 in the morning. We're going to be heading into some messages, but don't go away because we're going to come back to discuss what to expect in the Kuala Kubu-Baru by-elections. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.